This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's meditate on relationships today. God blesses each one of us with beautiful relationships. Analyzing their responsibilities and discernment of God's will about them is crucial, as some would be worldly and could be out of our own will. The understanding of God's will comes from hearing and listening to Holy Spirit. God's love triggers a relationship to be built, strengthened, and sustained. It brings in unconditionality, incomprehensible love, forgiveness, and shunning of the works of flesh. Efforts of love, patience, and kindness take the lead till they breathe their last. God expects the absence of self-centeredness absolutely and presence of sacrificial nature all through the span of relations. Giving up on these relationships shouldn't arise in the heart of a believer. When we keep ourselves pure in the sight of God, we tend to see others with God's eyes. Henceforth, we receive God's mind and start to love them as He does. Therefore, there would be a paradigm shift in our thinking and rationalizing of things and people. Eventually, we bring glory to God above. Loving and doing good are the prime factors to nurture a relationship and to carry out responsibilities. We also need to stir up others and encourage them to do. This is how the sweet-smelling aroma is spread which Christ expects. Each moment a believer needs to be extremely conscious that he or she doesn't belong to the world but God. Enemy wants us to refrain from relationships if bitterness persists, but the word of God encourages us to meet and exhort one another as we wait for Lord's coming, according to Hebrews 10th chapter. The more we rejoice in the Lord, we enjoy our relationships, and gentleness would be fragrance in it. As we involve ourselves always in prayer and thanksgiving, we would be less anxious about the things. Thereby, peace reigns in our hearts, giving us deeper perception. The meditation of Word strengthens our hearts and enhances God's presence. Let's be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God forgave us. Let's bring out only good when we speak, which edifies and imparts grace to hearers. Let no corruptness proceed from us, which would grieve Holy Spirit. Our communication has to be swift to hear and slow to speak. Let our words be full of grace and with the anointment of Holy Spirit, which produces the righteousness of God. For this, one need to be equipped and rooted in God's word. A believer is ought to be a hearer and doer of the word continually, and therefore will be blessed and be a blessing. Loving others is a driving force for a Christian believer. Love pays attention, provides for needs, and gives emotional support. We must be able to see others' pain though we go through ours. We have to practice the attitude of meeting others' needs though ours aren't met. Let's always remember that Jesus truly cares for our needs, provides us, and attends to our pain. As we grow in spirit, let's enable God to work out beautiful bonding relationships for all of us on this earthly pursuit. It's the third word on the cross. Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "This is your mother." John 19:26-27. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful meditation. Lord, thank you, Lord, for being with each one of us at this moment, O Father. Lord, I praise you for whoever is listening to this, O Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless each one of us with our relationships, O Father. Lord, you have given us, O Father. Fill us with your love. Help us to humble down, empower us with your spirit, and give us grace to carry out our responsibilities, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus, once again. I ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.